Continuing the conversation now here at the Steve Rivers Show. Glad you're along here with us. It's the fastest growing news program, what we do here, anywhere in America. Pretty remarkable as we continue to grow and reach more and more people every day, and you're a part of that. One of the people that's helped us spread the message about important news for years now is Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can always look up more on his articles and his books at crimeresearch.org. John, good to have you back.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Now, I look at, I don't know what the laws or the bills are going to look like, but we're staring down the idea of more gun control in Michigan now that Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been reelected and she has very slim majorities in the House and Senate. First time a Democrat's enjoyed that in 40 years in Michigan, but she has it enough maybe to sneak through red flag laws and safe storage laws and other things. And I say this with the backdrop of a headline at your website that says murders are becoming even more concentrated in a handful of urban counties. So again, I ask myself, why is the focus on blanket gun control, blanket intrusion onto law-abiding gun owners, people that have CPLs like myself that are legally allowed to do whatever we want, but they focus on crime trends and crime rates in these counties and they try to, give blanket restrictions to the rest of us. I don't like it. I don't understand it, but it seems like gun control continues to come day after day. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, I guess my concern is that things like red flag laws will actually accomplish the opposite of what you'd like to have done. I mean, the thing with red flag laws is there's, I would argue, already a better law on the books. If they want to go and tinker with it in some way, fine. But they have what are called involuntary commitment type laws that if somebody, if you view a neighbor or a friend or a relative as a danger to themselves or others, you call up the police. If the police believe that there's what they call reasonable suspicion, which is like a 20% probability or so, they can take the person in for a psychiatric evaluation. And if the psychiatric experts believe that there is a reasonable probability also, then there'll be an immediate hearing. And if the judge, will hear witnesses, there'll be cross-examination. A person can't afford a lawyer. One will be provided for them. And then the judge has a whole range of options that they can go and engage in. That,
sure. I think you make a great point here, John, and that is if somebody shows up and you're a danger to yourself or others, it's determined by, a third party. Yeah, this is a problem. This person is dangerous right now. They call it the Baker Act in Florida, which is one that's worked very well and is pretty well known across the country. But if you don't meet that threshold, then why would they come to your door and take your guns? This is an ex parte order, red flag laws usually, and they show up and they order the confiscation of your weapons without you ever having a chance to appear in court to defend yourself. The process to get those things back can be arduous and expensive, to say the least. And if you don't meet the threshold of being a danger to yourself or others, why would a judge think that they should be able to impose such a, really a penalty? Why?
Yeah, well, under these red flag laws, there's no mental health care experts involved in the evaluation. There's all the judge sees in front of them is a piece of paper with a written complaint. He doesn't talk to even the people who are making the complaint, let alone watch their claims being contested in any way. And the bottom line, though, is that the only thing that red flag laws do is take away a person's gun. So let's say you're concerned that somebody's suicidal. Is it really serious that the only thing that you do is take away the person's legally owned guns? That there's no other way that for somebody to go and commit suicide? But the way gun control advocates want to do this, they want to make you think, well, if I only take away a person's guns, that solves the problem. There's no problems once you take away a person's guns. But if the person really is a danger to themselves or others, you got to get them help. You got to go and make sure that they can't harm themselves or others in some other way. And but you know, unfortunately, that's not what happens under red flag laws.
Yeah.
But you know, the notion also, you know, you're mentioning before our work about how concentrated the murders are in the United States. 1% of the counties, which is about 30 counties in the United States, because there's 3,140 counties, are responsible for 42% of the murders.
Right.
And that's gone up about 5 percentage points from what it was in 2014. So we have murders are very heavily concentrated. The 5% worst counties in the United States account for 73% of the murders. And, you know, just to give you an idea of the other side, over half the murders in the over half the counties in the United States account, have zero murders. So 52% of the counties have no murders in any given year. And you have another 16% have just one murder. So you have almost 70% of the counties in the United States have zero or one murder. And you have 5% accounting for 73% of the murders. And if you look at those counties, like Wayne County is one of them, what you find is that murders are very heavily concentrated in tiny areas within those counties. We broke out the data for Los Angeles County. You have 86% of the murders in Los Angeles County occur within 30% of the zip codes. 40% of the zip codes come to just 1% of the murder in Los Angeles County. And you know, you see a similar pattern in other places. Most of the counties in the 5% worse have about 2/3 of their murders in 10 block areas within those counties.
So how do we, I mean, okay, so then the question becomes, how do you clean up those counties? I mean, if the majority of your counties are going murder-free and a small percentage of the counties are the ones that are coming up with all of your murders, well then, you'd think you would focus your efforts and your resources on fixing that problem, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, there's a reason why they've gotten relatively worse, why a greater percentage of the murders are in those few bad counties than they were, you know, 5-6 years ago. And it's not rocket science. You know, we've had cuts in police budgets in many of these areas. We've had left-wing prosecutors refusing to prosecute violent criminals.
That's right.
You know, you've had in across the country,
and they come and go out of jail, and there's a revolving door. And when they do get charged with something, the prosecutions are not vigorous the way they should be in a variety of other problems. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You can find John's latest columns, his books, his television appearances, all collected in one place, crimeresearch.org. Go check it out. Be a supporter. John, I got to leave it right there. Greatly appreciate your insights, as always. We'll see what happens in Michigan, but I think some trouble's on the way. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding? Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.